Today is Monday, March 23rd. We're talking about the newest action to deal with the impacts of COVID-19, from where the National Guard is now headed to the status of the government's trillion-dollar rescue plan, and which countries are threatening to boycott the 2020 Olympic Games. Plus, the company's hiring and Google's new websites. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. One in four Americans is now being asked to stay home to help stop the spread of the new coronavirus. And many of them are doing so as schools, restaurants, and businesses are closed around the country. Four more states issued mandatory orders over the weekend. That means non-essential businesses face consequences for staying open. Other states and cities have urged people to avoid anywhere but work and necessary errands, but there are some different levels of cooperation. The chief medical advisor to the White House said Friday he wants more restrictive measures all across the country. For now, New York's governor is predicting up to 80% of people in the state could become infected with this virus. Most will have mild symptoms, but still, it could put a strain on hospitals. So far, more than 400 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States, 117 in New York alone. So President Trump declared major disaster declarations for California, New York, and Washington. That just frees up extra federal funding for those three states with the highest death tolls. The president said he would activate the National Guard to assist in each of the hardest hit states. The National Guard will help with things like delivering food to those communities that need it most and supporting local emergency management agencies. Also, Trump says masks, respirators, gowns, and other medical items have now been shipped and should arrive in the next few days. A large American manufacturer is also getting surgical masks out everywhere. 3M said it already shipped 500,000 masks to the hotspots, and over the next year, it will double mask production to the rate of 2 billion masks worldwide. The other big shortage being addressed right now, the lack of testing kits. And remember, testing kits are key to identifying and isolating people with the virus and ultimately ending this crisis. Well, the FDA approved a new test that should at least help with the backlog, and this test promises to deliver results quickly, in just 45 minutes. That should be rolled out at the end of this month. Republican Rand Paul became the first U.S. senator to test positive for the new coronavirus. He went into quarantine yesterday. And now some of his colleagues, like Senators Mike Lee and Mitt Romney, are self-quarantining for the next 2 weeks, just in case, since they did come into contact with him. That means they won't be able to vote on any new stimulus packages for now. And yes, we're talking about packages, plural. That's because Republicans and Democrats can't seem to agree on just one option yet. Democrats in the Senate blocked a $1.8 trillion rescue package, and that was a pretty big setback after 3 days of bipartisan negotiations. But Democrats said the bill was tilted toward large corporations and did too little to help workers and healthcare providers. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell responded by putting the exact same bill up for the same vote today, hoping for what he calls a change of heart this time. If not, there's still another option. House Democrats are crafting their own bill. They've been holding conference calls for members to promote their ideas. Hundreds of proposals have been submitted, among them direct cash payments to Americans. Already in the Senate Republican plan, Americans would get a one-time check of up to $1,200 a person. Both Democrats and Republicans agree payments should be based on income. So what will actually get passed? Stay tuned. Italy is making its quarantine even stricter, as COVID-19 has now killed nearly 5,500 people there in just about a month. The country shut down nearly all industrial production and offices, and it banned travel even within its own country. The epicenter of Italy's outbreak is in Lombardy, on the country's north side. It includes the fashion and finance capital of Milan. There, people aren't even allowed to exercise outside unless they're on their own personal property. And there's a distance limit on dog walking. Elsewhere, countries are hoping to get ahead of this pandemic. Greece imposed a lockdown. The only people allowed on the streets are those returning from work, shopping for food or medicine, and going to the doctor. Germany banned gatherings of two or more people. And Spain expanded its state of emergency for another 2 weeks. Also, a few updates about the 2020 Olympics. Both Canada and Australia now say they will not send their athletes at all unless the Summer Games are delayed. They say it's to protect the health of athletes and the public as this virus spreads around the world. Other countries and athletic organizations have also voiced their support for these changes. And those changes could be coming. The International Olympic Committee, or IOC, said over the weekend the Olympics will not be canceled, but postponing is possible, and a final decision will be made within the next 4 weeks. And for the first time, Japan's prime minister acknowledged the games may need to be postponed. Music legend Kenny Rogers died over the weekend. His family says he passed away from natural causes at 81 years old. Rogers' career spanned six decades, and he had 24 number one hits through his career, including Lady, We've Got Tonight, and The Gambler. He made a name for himself in country music as well as pop music. On top of that, he was also an actor, entrepreneur, and photographer. He retired in 2015. CNN reports Rogers' family plans to hold a small private ceremony rather than a public one to respect social distancing. Eventually, they plan to hold a public celebration of life with his friends and fans. More than a million Americans are in the path of a spring snowstorm today. A nor'easter is expected to bring snow to northern New York and parts of New England. Parts of California had wet weather last night, and severe weather is possible for the middle of the country today. People in northern Texas, Oklahoma, and southern Kansas could see strong winds, large hail, and even tornadoes. The threat lasts from tonight through early tomorrow. We have much more news ahead, but first, a quick thanks to our sponsor this week. Whether you've used natural deodorant for a long time or are looking to make the switch to aluminum-free deodorant, I have a recommendation for you. Native will keep you smelling and feeling fresh all day. I've tried a bunch of different deodorants, and Native is my favorite. And I'm not alone. They have over 9,000 five-star reviews from happy customers. I love that the ingredients are simple and safe. I recently ran out of my coconut and vanilla scent, which I love, but I started to try the cucumber and mint, and I'm a big fan of that one as well. In fact, Native has a bunch of different scents to choose from. There's something for everyone. They have classics and seasonals and even unscented. Native has other products as well. They're relaunching their natural toothpaste line, and I personally use and really like their body wash. And the Newsworthy listeners get a special offer. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code Newsworthy during checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code Newsworthy at checkout to get 20% off your first purchase. Now, back to the news. From designers to car companies, it's all hands on deck to stop the spread of the new coronavirus. The Verge reports President Trump has officially given Ford, GM, and Tesla the okay to make ventilators in their factories. No word yet on when production could start. The details are still getting worked out. Meanwhile, designers and clothing companies are making face masks for healthcare workers. The New York Times says designer Christian Siriano has asked his staff to start churning out a few thousand masks a week. Also, companies Hanes and Fruit of the Loom will start producing masks today. They plan to start delivering them in the middle of this week. Apple is also donating millions of masks to doctors and nurses who desperately need them right now during the shortage. Yes, layoffs are happening and many people are out of a job right now. But keep in mind, some places are actually hiring, like Amazon, grocery stores, and some fast food restaurants that need extra help. The Verge reports Walmart wants to hire 150,000 temp workers who will stick around through at least May. Kroger is looking to hire 10,000 additional employees. In just Chicago alone, Domino's needs about 1,000 more workers. And as we've mentioned before, Amazon is hiring 100,000 people to help with all the extra orders. Google launched its COVID-19 website over the weekend. The site has safety and prevention tips, a map of cases worldwide, and YouTube videos about living in isolation. One thing it does not do, though, help Americans locate testing centers, as President Trump promised it would, though that could change in the future. For now, you can check out the newly launched site at google.com/COVID-19. Also, now that most public schools are closed, Google and its video platform YouTube launched new tools for teachers, parents, and students. Google's page is called Teach From Home. It gives ideas about how to teach remotely, like how to make online quizzes or connect with other students using Hangouts. And YouTube's Learn at Home page highlights educational YouTube channels for kids to watch at home. It includes three categories, one for preschoolers, one for kids 5 and older, and another for kids 13 and older. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related story you should know. But first, a quick thanks to our partner, Empower. The Empower app makes it easier to track your spending and make smart changes. It offers easy budgeting tools and real-time alerts. You can even text with Empower's human coaches for personalized recommendations. Go to empower.me/newsworthy and use the code Newsworthy to get $5 once you reach your savings goal. And for today's story, Empower provided some information and tips about dealing with the financial fallout during this pandemic. First, understand how the government's aid packages may help you. While one is still on the negotiating table, we talked about the other that already passed last week. And remember, it expands unemployment insurance, offers guaranteed paid sick leave for qualified workers, and provides coronavirus testing for free for those who need it, even the uninsured. Also, experts say now is actually a great time to evaluate your spending, especially if you don't already have at least 6 months of savings on hand. And where you can, cut your expenses, which really might even be easier to do right now since we're just staying home anyway. Also, if need be, you can call your lenders and ask to reschedule or reduce your payments for the time being so you can redirect that cash to essentials. It never hurts to ask. We'll link to the full article where it provides more resources. You can find the link in today's episode notes. And thanks again to our sponsor today. Go to empower.me/newsworthy to learn more. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about all of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.